What's good? My name is Tosin Ajala from Atlanta, Georgia. And you're live with Dynasty Bro Basketball Podcast. Let's get it.
Now you good, bro. What's good, Brody's, Bays, family, loved ones, everybody. This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast. Special episode, man. It's usually where you come for your fantasy football needs and chop it up about the latest NFL news. But this week, we're going to do something just a little bit different. But before we get into that, I am Dynasty Bro Dot here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic, what's up?
Chilling, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. You know, at least as good as I, you know, can be, given the circumstances. So, yeah, man, how about you?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. I got bags under my eyes, man. I'm tired, bro. I was just telling you I look tired, but we probably all are, like you stated. Yeah. So that's some real shit, man. So just to be all the way honest, man, we really didn't have the energy to want to go into straight fantasy mode. And when we decided to do this podcast, we wanted to do it because we wanted to hear people like us, people from our culture, be able to speak about something that, you know, we don't really get into heavy, you know, who it's dominated by. And this is just one of those opportunities for us to stand up and do something that your average podcast can't do. So, you know, it's a lot going on across the world right now. You know, it's a lot of black and white. And technically, it's time to center what matters and fight for change we all need. We call for an end to systematic racism and social injustices that allows cultures of corruption to go unchecked and our lives to be taken. Thousands of people are marching through cities, chanting Black Lives Matter and protesting against Black American deaths at the hands of social injustice and racism in the United States of America. Hey, how many black lives got to be taken, you feel me, before something's done? Now's not the time to be silent. Instead, it's the time to be proactive and stand up for what is right. We honor those lives lost. We pledge to fight against injustice and inequality till it's achieved to all, you feel me? And just remember, Black Lives Matter. Right now it's Tuesday. You know, we usually record on a downtime after Monday Night Football leading into free agency and all that stuff. And we got this Blackout Tuesday going on. So, you know, this is perfect for us to touch on. And, you know, we really didn't want to get into super, super dialogue because we have something special that we're going to roll out. But, you know, usually when we intro the episode, we really like to go into this what's the word and get all that popping, going to Hood TMZ with Dynasty Bro Vic. So instead of doing that, I want to give Dynasty Bro Vic opportunity to touch on something that happened today. We will touch on this and then try to get into the bigger broad of the situation next week. So Dynasty Bro Vic, man, I had this Blackout Tuesday thing going across all social medias, man. It kind of popped up on me when I woke up this morning. So I know you seen it, checked your page, you checked my page, we both posted it. So touch on that a little bit, man. I want to know like your dynamic of how you feel about how it went. And, you know, I think it is good for us as a people. Everybody who was down with all the hashtags, but you know, tell me how you think that rolled out, man, and like, you know, give me your opinions on that.
Yeah, man. So, you know, with the Blackout Tuesday, I saw that today. Actually, I saw it this morning when I woke up. You know, I actually had no idea what that was until I, you know, just saw it streaming down my timeline. So I kind of learned about it on the job, so to speak. So learned about it on the fly. But my understanding of it was, as far as the intention of that, was to basically just for everyone to come together, black, white, no matter what, just, you know, kind of black out your social media for the day, stand in solidarity, and also leverage that time to promote, you know, other black creatives, black artists, black businesses, just kind of just to be a voice. So I want to start by saying I felt the intention was good, but I felt like the rollout was bad only because I found out about it this morning. I'm sure a lot of people found out about it this morning. So given that, it just kind of came out of nowhere. And with that, we had, you know, a lot of people misusing the intention of that. And what I mean by that is, you know, it felt like, you know, it had a purpose, but I just felt like we started throwing on all these hashtags like the, you know, Justice for George Floyd and also the Black Lives Matter. The thing is, when you start throwing on all these hashtags like that, that doesn't have anything to do with the Blackout Tuesday specifically, you start to black out, you know, the media images and live messages that's going on. So, that was concerning to me only because you have folks out there that are actually trying to peacefully protest and just, you know, provide coverage of what's happening outside across the various cities, you know, across the world. So when we're throwing up the blackout image alongside Black Lives Matter, you're blocking out, you know, all those folks who are outside frontline protesting. So if something was to happen, we're kind of blind to that because we're seeing all these block, you know, messages. So just one of those things where I just want us to kind of, you know, just be aware, just understand, you know, what are the intentions of these things? Make sure we get the communication out, market it better. That way we're not rolling out the same day that we learned about it. Make sure you're on board with it. Cause all we know, I mean, I still don't know who put that out, that initiative out. It looks good on paper, but was that a hidden agenda? Are people tired of seeing these protests on their social media? So they just want it silenced and blacked out? Or is it really about uplifting, you know, the Black culture? And, you know, there were folks posting about it. So I thought it was great in terms of seeing white folks post about it and willing to voice their unity with that. But I just want to revisit the rollout. So that's the high level. I'm not going to go too deep, but ultimately I just want better planning around stuff like that, especially as it comes to social media, because it can create confusion.
That's real. That's real. And, you know, I'll save my point of views for next week, man. I know this is one of those things that happened today. So kind of getting it out there was, you know, it's kind of good for right now. And then we'll be able to broaden up everything as far as this conversation, man. As far as trying to have a bigger conversation with not just us, you know, we wanted to make sure we came here, touch base with the people, our friends, our family, our fans, to let them know that, you know, we're not staying silent, and to let them know we are with you in the fight. And like I said, it's much bigger than football. So we just didn't want to skip this week. But, you know, we did want to come on here and show our faces so you can, you know, see us and hear our voices, man, and just let you know we're here. And I'm excited because next week we have something bigger that we're planning. You want to touch on that a little bit, man? We're trying to turn this into a panel discussion, man. If you want to talk about maybe some of the ideas that we have going into next week, and then maybe we can get some feedback, you know, after this little episode of ways to make it even bigger than what we're already planning. You know, help me out with that, Vic.
Yeah. So next week, what we want to do, you know, given all of the events that's going on around the country as it relates to social injustice and, you know, addressing racism at hand as far as what takes place here in America. So we want to have a panel discussion next week. We're planning to invite on a officer. So someone who represents law enforcement, and he's also a pastor. So coming from the, you know, religion realm. And also we want to invite on, you know, someone, a young lady who's in the community. She, you know, has her own radio show, and also she's, you know, frontline with the protests. So basically we want to invite on community leaders, folks who are active in the community, you know, at least pushing the cause forward in a positive way, peacefully. And then we also have folks who were protesting out in LA. So we want to invite one of our buddies on. And basically we just want to have this roundtable discussion to where we can just kind of hit on some points, cover some talking points. And then from there, also do some Q&As, just given we'll have, you know, a unique group of people in the room as it relates to law enforcement, as it relates to Christianity and religion. Even if, you know, that's religion or not, I still think it's a great dialogue. And then even just hearing from people who are front lines post-protesting, you know, just given everything that's going on the news. So we just kind of want to just hit on all those rims and give you guys opportunity to sit in on that. And if you got questions, send them over in advance. If you want to make sure we hit on certain topics, ask the hard questions, ask the tough questions, because we want to make sure we cover that.
Yeah, man. So like you said, you know, if you have any ideas of how we can make this flow, or if you have any questions or concepts that you want to hear our point of view about, want to hear us speak on, you know, send those to us. Vic, where can they send us to? Where can they send those to us at?
Yeah, at questions@dynastybrosff.com. That's the email. And of course, you can, you know, hit us up directly. Social medias. We got our at names up. So Dynasty Bro Vic, that's my Twitter handle and Instagram. How about you, Dot?
And follow me at dynastybro.man. And just hit us up at anything you want to, man. Like I said, questions, concepts, anything that you can help us out with, man. We really want to make this episode not just for us. We want to make sure it's for everybody. So I'm excited about it, man. It's going to be big.
Yeah, I agree, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so, hey, you want to say something good to the people, bro, before we get out of here, man?
Yeah, man. This week, you know, we didn't want to fake the funk. So it's a lot going on around the country. And, you know, as a black male, it's definitely exhausting for me. You know, every time I turn on TV or news, seeing someone die, you know, unjustly, you know, while in cuffs and along with the other events and along with the unknown events that we're not even aware of that weren't captured on social media. So this week we just wanted to kind of just take a break, take a pause. Given we talk about fantasy football, you know, that's a sport, as well as the NFL, that's heavily dominated by African-American males. Of course, you know, you have other demographics, but just given what's been going on around the country, we don't want to come on here and pump fake and act like it's all good and talk about mock drafts and all this other stuff. So, you know, I'm always going to choose, you know, human rights over anything else, as it relates to, you know, topics and podcasts. And so.
Yeah, all day. And on my end, man, just fight for what you think is right, man. Don't let nobody tell you what you're doing to fight and doing this situation is wrong. You know, just make sure you're standing for something, you feel me? And that's the biggest thing. So thank you for bearing with us during this situation, man. I love everybody, love my family, love our fans. Appreciate y'all for checking us out. Man, it's been a hell of a week, bro. One hell of a week.
Yep.
Yeah, man. So I'm Dynasty Bro Dot. Code Bro, what's your name again, bro?
Dynasty Bro Vic, man. This is a you know, another Dynasty Bros FF special. So again, we got another special more in depth coming next week with the panel. So stay tuned, look out for that. And you know, it's time to start having these conversations, even though they're difficult, but they need to be had. So that's where we at.
Who better to do it, bro?
Yeah, man. Set the pace.
Yeah, bro. So thank y'all for listening to this, man, and bearing with us. Hey, y'all stay safe. Love y'all. Oh, shit.